The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Now, you'd have to be living under a rock not to have heard about the City of Perth's bold plan to rebrand our state's capital. Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis is gathering WA's best and brightest to form a think tank who'll come up with a way to sell Perth to the rest of Australia and the rest of the world. It's a great idea, but I reckon we don't just need to sell the city to visitors. We need to win over CBD workers too. When COVID hit last year, thousands of city workers were sent home. Some of the state's biggest employers, like Chevron and BHP, set up their CBD-based staff to work from home. And now some of those companies are looking at it as a permanent solution. Chevron is giving its CBD workforce the option to work from home on Mondays and Fridays. Woodside and Rio Tinto are allowing most staff to work from home at least one day a week. As a result of this trend, many companies like BHP are now reviewing their office space needs, and downsizing is a very real possibility. So it's no wonder commercial office space occupancy in the city is only 77% of what it was before the pandemic. Now, you might be thinking, this is not a big deal, and it's great people now have the flexibility to work from home. And you'd be right, to a point. But this could be a massive deal to all the small businesses who rely on revenue from CBD workers. The lunch bars, the cafes, the restaurants and the retailers. If thousands of people are working from home a few days each week, that's millions of dollars taken out of the CBD's economy. We're seeing the same problem play out in other capital cities around the country, and the governments in those states are resorting to incentivizing workers to get them back into the cities. Cheap parking, a gold ticket prize draw, different levers are being pulled to fill cities with workers again. And that's something Perth will need to do, or we run the risk of our CBD becoming a wasteland. And no rebranding think tank can come up with a way to sell that.